anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him, because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand who he was trying to say, what he was trying to say to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, and the sheep will not listen to them. I am the gate. But whoever enters by me will be saved, and what will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Shepherd has been associated with the tree of peace. Think
put our hopes in specific long-term events, predicting that when a certain event comes to pass, we will finally achieve peace. For the people of Europe in the 1940s, it was the defeat of Hitler. For the American colonists in the 1770s, it was independence for Britain. For our friends in Sudan today, it's the prospect of the national partition that will take place in July. For many of us, at some level, I think, we hoped that the death of Osama bin Laden would bring peace, would bring the end of terrorism and the end of the wars that we are currently entangled in. But history demonstrates over and over again that these definitive events don't bring the universal peace, the shalom of God, that we long for. World War II ended, and the Cold War began. The War of Independence was succeeded by an endless succession of conflicts, one after another, all the way up to the present day. The defense and intelligence communities warn us that with bin Laden's death, we can expect renewed terror attacks from Al-Qaeda and other organizations that wish us ill. Peace is as elusive. There has never been peace on earth, and perhaps never will be. What goes for the world goes also for our individual lives and hearts. We imagine that an event of change and effort will bring peace to our lives and relationships. When daddy dies, our family won't fight anymore. When the baby's born, we'll grow closer again. When the beloved goes in for treatment, all will be well. When I lose 20 pounds, my life will go back on track. And so on, and so on. We chase the illusion by making promises to ourselves that we cannot keep. Perhaps we even sabotage our chances of peace. A recent book about Israel by Dennis Ross, The Missing Peace, P-E-A-C, suggests that for all the effort and energy expended in the never-ending peace processes, the repeated use of trivial details to reject and derail solutions is a sign that at some level, participants don't want peace. Now, if that isn't a sign of original sin, I don't know what is. So where is peace to be found? We turn to Scripture. We turn to the Eastern narrative, and we find the risen Christ saying to the terrified disciples, "Peace I give to you, my own peace I leave with you." The peaceful image on our bulletin cover today carries us to a world where we are safe, protected, defended from any enemy, because the shepherd is guarding the gateway, his body is gate. He's saying, if they want to harm you, they'll have to come through you. The Good Shepherd offers us his own peace as he offers his body, his self, to protect and guide us. The Good Shepherd offers something the world has never seen before or since. A divine love made human, a love that spends itself utterly for the beloved. And astonishingly, the beloved is every single human being. You and me, all of us, those we know and love, and those we don't know will love. The peace that Jesus offers us is deeply personal. He calls us each by name. He knows who we are, what we are, what we long for, what we fear, and the secret broken places that lead us to sabotage our peace. He's still willing to place himself in the gateway, to offer his life for us, as the Good Shepherd will give his life for the scruffiest, dirtiest, most obstinate, most imperfect sheep in his flock. Without the shepherd, there is no flock. Without Jesus, we are no people. The stories of the early church in Acts give us a model for living as the redeemed people of God, a flock under one shepherd. Sasha.